Welcome, Daf Yom Yerushalmi. We're holding in Kilayim, Daf Chozayin, the Oiz V'Odar edition, Perek Shlishi, in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We mentioned in the Mishnah the idea of how many seeds you could plant in a garden. And then we mentioned if you have a gavul, if you have a border, which is one tefach higher, so you can plant on that border, you can plant on that gavul. So now the Gemara asks at the top of the Talmud, Rav Nosa Shoh, Nos asked, if you have a border which is 2 tefachim wide, it's higher than the garden, and it's 2 tefachim, do you say because it's 2 tefachim you can plant in each tefach a different mean? Or you look at the border as one thing even though it's wider than usual? Another question. Rav Nosan Shah, Rav Nosan asking another question. Also, what happens if a person, instead of making a gvul, he makes a peo, which means he makes it Tzura Sapesach. Tzura Sapesach means that you have 2 poles and you have a beam or a string above them, creating a shape of a door. Many times that works as a gvul. For example, brings Reb Chaim and Kilde Akerim. Does that work by a garden as well, that a person could plant 2 seeds and having the Tzura Sapesach in between? Another question. Zoro Begoy Misin. What happens if you plant it in a pit? Meaning not that the border is elevated from the field, but it's below the field. It's a little lower. Is that also a gvul that you could plant there? Another question. Mishchoi bekama. Meaning, how much is supposed to be the size of a garden in order to give it this gvul, this border around it? Do you have to have a big garden to do it? Or even a small garden will work that way? Says the Gemara on this. Mimadom avitzri ravimi. We learned earlier that when we spoke about that the border makes the garden less than 6x6. And now the garden is less. So from here you learn, even if it's less than 6 is okay. Because you see that if the border makes it less than 6, that's the case of our Mishnah. So you see, that's okay. Says Murad Heichon, how little or how small could the garden be and you could plant in the border around it? So when you train him in a dough, we'll learn from the following. Go be meois in pits, shela mukois tefach, that there are 1 tefach deep. You have to add the words v'ruach van tefach, and they themselves have a width of a tefach. Zorim l'toycho shloisha zirun, you can plant 3 seeds in it. Achas mikan, v'achas mikan, 1 on each border, v'achas b'ensa, 1 in the middle. Hadom ra tefach, you see from here that the size needs to be a tefach. I mean, we found as the minimum size of a tefach to do that you can rely on the border on the higher gvul. Rabbi Bar Kahana, Shimon Bar Nasha, B'Shem Shim Lokish, said all that we talk about here is Benoitim L'Chur Boshono, meaning the other 2 sides. You have 2 sides, we have a border, and you have in the middle, 1 tefach is enough. The other 2 sides need to be empty. If they are not empty, it means if it's surrounded with borders, then it's Chavush, that we mentioned before, that it's surrounded, and that does cause a problem of Kilai. It needs to be that the 2 borders only in 2 sides, not in 4 sides. Continues the one that Chozayim on base. Omar Rav Zeiro called Tefach veTefach shel Goyvol osu oiso mokom v'fnei atzmo. Every Tefach of the height of the border, it's its own place. Not only the Tefach above the border, but also the height itself, the wall of the border, that's also its own space, and you can plant on the wall. Says the Mark, if so, if you assume v'chamisho, Shisha kol goyvel v'goyvel v'echad v'emtza. So why did the Mishnah say we could get to 13 seeds? How 13 seeds? You have 3 on each border from each side. And that's 3 times 4, that's 12, and 1 in the middle. But if you're saying you could plant also on the wall, I mean not only on top of the border, but also on the side of the border, you could plant on the wall of the border, so each border should have 6. 3 on top and 3 on the side. That's 6. So 6 times 4 is 24, plus the 1 in the middle should be 25. So why are you saying it's only 13? Should be 25? That doesn't work because I just said only 13. Another question, something more with the same logic. We learned hatelim ve'amasamayim. You have a telim, which means a plowing area, and amasamayim, where the water flows. Shema mukim tefach, that they have a depth of 1 tefach. Zoyim l'toicha shloisha zirayim. As you said before, you have 3 zirayim, 2 on the 2 borders, 1 in the middle. Echad mikam, echad mikam, echad emtza. Why you say only 3? We need the chamisha. So you can do 5. Shnayim mikam, v'shnayim mikam. Meaning 2, 1 on top of the border, 1 on the wall. And the same thing on the other side, that's four vechadensa. So why here you're saying you could do only three and not five? Says the Gemara, leis yochil tzad shekan. The tzad shekan, choyvish shem tzad. You can't say that. Because when you have on the border, and then you have on the wall as well, then it looks like chovash. It looks like it's surrounding too much. Then it looks like ilayim. Even though it's not surrounding from all sides. It's only surrounding from two sides. One on the border, one in the middle of the border, one on the wall of the border. But it looks too much like surrounding, and therefore that's an issue. Now here, there's a discussion. Is this answering the first question, only the second question? Reb Chaim learns this answers only the second question, meaning the question from Amas Amayim. Because you're saying it's only a one tefach, so then the one on top and the one in the middle, that really surrounds it, it's too much. But when you have a field that you have there, six tefachim by six tefachim, and the border is higher than the field, it's not like the Amas Amayim, the border is the size of the field. It's really the same height as a regular field. And the Amas Amayim is lower. Here, the border is higher, so then that's not a problem. Chavush, according to Reb Chaim, and therefore the question from the Mishnah still remains. It's only the question from the Amas Amayim that's answered. Some of us want to say, they could say the same answer, that once you're putting seeds not only on top, but also on the walls, that's really too much. It looks like Chavush, it looks like Eli. Kedus the Gemara says, Rabboin, by. They ask the following question. Goyvil, meaning this border, miyad mukshe. Can it save the vegetables from mukshe? What is mukshe? Mukshe is types of vegetables, like yeshuim, diluim, types of gourd and pumpkins, that they have very large leaves. And we're going to learn later that there you have to make a bigger hachaka, but more of a distance, in order to avoid kilayim because of their very large leaves. The shayla is, what happens if you have the vegetable next to the mukshe, the vegetable next to these pumpkins, and you have the border? Does that help you or not? Says the Gemara, "Ma'im zroim bezroim sheni tzolim be'asa amos amechza." When you have two grains, not two vegetables, what's the distance between grains? It's 10.5, that we learned before. Ain't a gravel matzil miyodam. We said the border doesn't help there. The border helps only by vegetables, not by grain. Mukshe that we'll see later. You need to have 12 amis of distance between the mukshe and the vegetable. Lokoshikens, of course, that the gvul will not help in that case. So the Gemara, mukshe atzmoi, maushe nitzoil, when the Gersa of Chaim brings beroisha gvul. Till now we speak about mukshe that's in the bottom and you want to put the vegetables on the border. What happens the opposite? You have the vegetables in the bottom, and you have the mukshe on top on the border. So says the Gemara, "Mine zroim bezroim shem nitzoyim be'as amos amechza." Between zroim, it's 10.5 amos. Ein nitzoyim berosha gravel. They cannot use the border. Mukshe shuintzel b'shmoyne amos. Mukshe that has only 8 amos loykol sheken. Now the reason why we're saying 8 amos is because we'll see later that the machlokes does have to be 8 amos or 12 amos. There's a mandom that says only 8 amos. Says the Gemara, according to Mandoma, 8 amos, I have a kol sheken. If when I need to have 10.5 amos, it means I have more of a distance between them, I say the border does not help. When I have less of a distance between them, so of course the border won't help. So on this, the Gemara asks the obvious question. Says the Gemara, that's exact opposite. The kol sheken should be if when you need a larger distance, meaning you're more machri, you need 10.5 amos. So then you say gvul doesn't help. But if I need less of a distance, maybe gvul will help. It's really, you have to understand what was even the avir in the Gemara. So the Gemara, el ha'achinu. We'll say that a different way to learn. Between two grains, you need 10.5 amos. You can use a border in exchange. Mukshe need to have 12, of course, that you will not have, you can use a gravel. What do you mean 12? So really referring to what we're going to learn later. Later we'll see it's a machlekes, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, how much of a distance you need to have between a mukshe and the yerokas and the vegetable. Is it 8 amos or 12 amos? The Gemara tried to say that even according to Rabbi Akiva, I have a kavuchemer. As we said, this half a minute is hard to understand. But the maskana of the Gemara is like this. According to Rabbi Shmuel, that the distance between a mukshe and vegetable is 12 amos, I have a kavuchemer. If when I have only 10.5, so Goyvil does not help, when I need 12, which is more chamor, of course Goyvil won't help. What about Rebbe Kiva? According to Rebbe Kiva, I don't have a right, I don't have a proof. We went a little bit ahead to reach the Mishnah to conclude the sugya. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Kilayim Dav Chof Zayin.